Okay, Rabbi said, let's go. Lamed Hey Amud Aleph. Sixth Perek, Lamed Hey Amud Aleph. Here we go. This Perek is Geshmak. I mean, all Perekim are Geshmak, but this Perek is especially Geshmak because it deals with brachos, right? Real brachos. Brachos hanenin that we make every day. Zok de Heilige Mishnah, Lamed Hey Amud Aleph at the top. Ketzim of Achen Aleph Peros. What bracha do you make on fruit? Al Peros Ha'ilon, Hu Omer Borei Pri Ha'etz. On fruit of trees, you make a borei pri ha'etz, chutz min hayayin, with the exception of wine, even though wine comes from a fruit that grows on a tree, you don't make borei pri ha'etz, shal hayayin hu omer, borei pri ha'gofen. On wine, you make a separate bracha of borei pri ha'gofen. Rashi explains, because since wine is so chashuv, so therefore they gave it its own bracha, Chazal gave it its own bracha, just like bread. The aperos ha'aretz, zakte mishnah vayter, aperos ha'aretz, on fruit of the land, Hu omer borei pri ha'adama. Okay, so anything that grows from the ground, you make a borei pri ha'adama. Chutz min ha'pas, with the exception of bread, even though it comes from wheat, which grows from the ground, or any other grain which grows from the ground, one of the five grains. Nevertheless, shal ha'pas hu omer ha'motzi lechem min ha'aretz. On ha'pas, you make a separate bracha, also because of its chashivus, ha'motzi lechem min ha'aretz. Val ha'yirakos, on greens. Now, greens are different than peros ha'adama. Peros ha'adama are things that are more substantial that come from the ground. Greens are more like grasses, herbs, things like that, which grow from the ground. Those things, hu omer borei pri ha'adama, those things you also make a borei pri ha'adama. Rabbi Yehuda omer borei minei desha'im. Rabbi Yehuda says you make a separate bracha on herbs and grasses and things like that. You make a borei minei desha'im. And he wants to because he feels that they should be specified. The bracha should be specified according to the different types of food. And obviously, we don't pasken like that unless someone here makes a borei minei deshaim. But generally, we don't pasken like that. Zok de hilge gemara minohani milei. How do we know this? How do we know that we make brachos? Right, you have to make a brachos on edin. How do you know that? So says the gemara. The Tan Rabban in the Brisa states kodesh hilulim lashem. So this pasuk is in Vayikra Yutes. If you look at the Torah Ur, it's in the context of what we call Net HaRevoy. Okay, Net HaRevoy means that for the first 3 years of a fruit's life, right, for the tree's life, we don't eat that fruit. That's called Orla. The fourth year is called Net HaRevoy. Okay, the fourth year is called Net HaRevoy. Net HaRevoy is special. You have to bring it to Yerushalayim. It's similar to Ma'aser Sheni, but not exactly. You have to bring it and eat it in Yerushalayim, or redeem it and take the money to Yerushalayim. So that's the halach of Net HaRevoy. So Kodesh Hilulim LaShem, the Pasuk says, in that context, Kodesh Hilulim LaShem, it should be holy. Hilulim, from the language of halal, of praise, but double language, right? Hilulim in plural, LaShem. Melamed Shetu'unim Brach Lifneimu LaAchareihim. The plural language of Hilulim teaches me that I have to make a bracha, halal, I have to praise Hashem before and after I eat, I consume this food. Mikanam Rabbi Akiva, Asur l'adam sheyitom klum kodem sheyivarach. Rabbi Akiva says, from here we have the idea that a person is not permitted to taste anything before they make a bracha. And we know that bracha rishona is even on just a taste, right? Any amount, even if you just taste it. Yitom, it doesn't make a difference. You still have to make a bracha, and the source is this kodesh hilulim lashem. Frekti gemara v'hai kodesh hilulim l'hach yudasa. Is it true that this kodesh hilulim is coming to teach us brachos? Hai mi boile, we need it for something else. What do we need it for? Again, we have two hilulim, right? Hilulim is plural, so we have two halels, so to speak. Chad de amar achmana achle v'hadar achle. So one of them is coming to teach me. One of the halels is coming to teach me that with this food of Net HaRevoy, first you need to redeem it before you eat it. Meaning if you want to eat it outside of Yerushalayim, you have to redeem it first before you eat it. That's one of the Hallels. V'idach, and the other Hallel, is coming to teach me, Davar ha-ta'un shira, ta'un chilu. B'she'eno ta'un shira, ein ta'un chilu. What that means, Rashi explains, is that something that specifically, when it comes to wine, right? Kerem. A kerem is a vineyard. From a vineyard, you grow grapes, obviously, and you produce wine. So there, specifically, we have this halacha of revai. According to this, only applies to wine, to grape products, to wine, to grape juice, to grapes, things like that. Okay, so that's the second thing that we learn from this thing. And those things which require shira, right, which requires Shira, and Rashi explains the Shira that we're referring to is the Shira of the Leviim that they used to sing in the Beis HaMikdash when they would bring the Nesachim, the wine libations, on the Mizbeach. So that's the Shira that we're referring to. So therefore, it only applies to wine. Okay, so that's the Gemara's question. Then how can we use these hilulim to teach me brachos? We need it for these other two limudim. Uk the Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar Rav Yonasan. The Amar Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar Rav Yonasan. Minayin shein amrim shira el alayayin. How do we know that you only say shira on wine? Right, you say shira in the Beis Hamikdash on wine nesachim. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, va'tomer lahem hagefen. So the gefen says to them, this is a pasuk in Shoftim. Hechadalti es tiroshi, have I stopped producing my wine? Hamesameach Elokim va'anashim, which makes God and man happy. So the Gemara says, im anashim mesameach Elokim ba'me mesameach. We understand how wine makes human beings happy, but how does wine make God happy? Mikan she'enomim shira el alayayin. So we see that the shira is said for wine nesachim, and that's what we're referring to when we say that it makes HaKadosh Baruch Hu happy, kaviyachol. That means when you pour it on the Mizbeach, you make these wine nesachim, so you sing Shira with that wine. Okay. So we have a problem here, because we use these two hilulim to teach us two other things about Netta Ravai. One is that it's only limited to grape products, to wine, and the other one is that you have to redeem it if you want to eat it outside of Yerushalayim. So now what do we do? How do we learn brachos? So says the Gemara, Hani chalamanda tani Netta Ravai. So there's a machlokes. Whenever the Mishnah says this, whenever the Mishnah says revai, right? Whenever the Mishnah says revai, are we referring to neta revai or kerem revai? In the Mishnah, it always says neta revai. But the question is, does that mean anything that's planted, or does that mean specifically grapes, specifically kerem? So says the Gemara. So if I learn when the Mishnah says neta revai, it's specifically neta, meaning it's anything that's planted. So then I understand, because I have an extra halal. Because I have one halal to teach me achle v'hadar achle, that I have to redeem it outside if I want to eat it outside of Yerushalayim. But the second halal, which is teaching me that it's limited to grape products, I don't need that. Right? Because according to this opinion of neta revai, it's not only limited to grape products. This concept of neta revai applies to all products, to all fruits and vegetables, not just grape products. So according to the Mandamar Neta Revoi, I understand where I learn brachos from. I have an extra halal. El Alamanda Tani Kerem Revoi, Ma'ikal Meimar. But if I understand that it's Kerem Revoi, that this halach of Revoi only applies to a vineyard, only applies to grape products, and that's what I learned from the second halal. First halal teaches me I have to redeem it outside of Yerushalayim. The second halal teaches me grape products. So then what am I going to do? How am I going to learn brachos? And this is a machlokes amoraim. The itmar Rabbi Chiyah, Rabbi Shimon, Berebi, chad tani kerem revai, v'chad tani neta revai. One of them held that whenever the Mishnah says neta revai, it means anything that's planted. And one says, no, it's specifically kerem revai. Right? It's only referring to grape products. Okay, so according to the Mandam, again, according to the Mandam, neta revai, we have an extra halal to teach us brachos. According to the Mandam, our kerem revai, we're stuck. Because that second halal teaches me that it's limited to gefen, limited to kerem. Okay, so says the Gemara, Ulamanda Tani Kerem Ravai. According to this opinion of Kerem Ravai, that's the opinion that we have a problem with, that we have no source for brachos. Hani Chayalif Gzeira Shava. So if you learn it out from a Gzeira Shava, then it's good. Then I have an extra halal to teach me brachos. What's this Gzeira Shava? The Tanya the Braisa says, Rebbe Omer. Rebbe says, Nemar Kan Lahosif Lachem Tevuaso. The pasuk in the context of Ravai refers to the fifth year, that in the fifth year I can eat all of the food, and the pasuk says lahosif lachem tevua so, uses the language of tevua, v'nemar lahalon, and later it says, the pasuk says utvuas hakarem, right? That pasuk is in the context of kilayim, right? That you can't have kilayim when you have a vineyard. So there it says tevuas hakarem. So it uses the word tevua in the context of a kerem of a vineyard. Mal lahalon kerem. So just like over there, tevua refers to a vineyard, refers to grapes. Av kan kerem. So to here, utvuas lahosif lachem tevuas. So also is a reference to kerem. So this halacha revai only applies to kerem. So then I can use that second halal to teach me brachos, because the fact that it's limited to kerem, I learn out from this gzeira shava. Eiser lechad hillel bracha. So I have one extra hallel, one extra hillel to teach me brachos. Okay? However, v'ilo yalif gzera shava bracha menaleh. But if I don't learn this gzera shava, so then where am I going to get brachos from? Because then I need the second hallel to teach me that this halach of revai is limited to kerem. V'inami yalif gzera shava. And even if you do learn the gzera shava, so even if you do learn that it's limited to kerem from the gzera shava of tvuas, right? V'hostiv lachem tvuaso, or tvuas hakarem, ashkechon la'acharav. Right, even if you do learn the Gzera Shava, so I have an extra hallel, right? But I only know that I have to make a bracha achrona, right? Why? Because right after this parsha, Rashi explains that right after this parsha, I have the parsha of Birchas Hamazon, Ve'achalta ve'savata uve'erachta. So I understand that I have a source for a bracha achrona. However, lefan of minayin, but where do I know a bracha? Where do I know a bracha rishona from? So the Gemara says, Holo kasha, that's not a kasha. Da aske b'kavachomer. Once I have bracha achrona, I can learn bracha rishona from a kavachomer. What's the kavachomer? Kishehu saveya mevarech. If I have to bless Hashem when I'm satiated, when I'm full, kishehu roiv lo kol shekeh. I certainly have to make a bracha when I'm hungry, right? When you're hungry, you need a kadosh baruch hu, you need the food, so of course you have to make a bracha then. So that says the Gemara, that's not such a problem. I can learn out bracha rishona from a kavachomer, from bracha achrona. Okay, so says the Gemara, Ashgichon Kerem. So I understand that we came up with a source for brachos for grapes, right? For Kerem. Because I have this extra Hillel teaching me brachos for Kerem. Sha'ar Minin Minayin. But how do I know I have to make a bracha on all the other Minim? The Yalif Mi Kerem. So we learned that from Kerem. Ma Kerem, Davar Shaneh Neveton Bracha. Just like kerem is something that I benefit from, and it requires a bracha. Af kol davar shenei neton bracha. So too, everything from which I benefit requires a bracha. So the Gemara says, well, that's not so pasha. It's not so pasha to learn that out. Ika lemifrach, because I can ask on that. Mal kerem shekin chay ba'olulos. Maybe kerem is different. Kerem, there's a special requirement of olulos. You know, you guys are familiar that with all fields, I have to give leket shikcha and peya to the aniyim, right? Leket are the things that I dropped as I was collecting. Shikcha is the bundles that I forgot in the field, and peya is the corner of the field that I can't harvest. Those are the matnos aniyim that everybody has to give from their field. When it comes to a vineyard, I have to give also what's called olulos. What are olulos? Rashi explains here that it's referring to like a deformed cluster. It's not the normal cluster is kind of like wide at the top, and it comes down to like a point, right? Imagine a cluster of grapes, wider at the top, and it comes down almost triangularly to a point at the bottom. So if I have a deformed cluster that's just basically a line of grapes, that's not a normal cluster. So the halacha is that that's called olulos. Any deformed clusters, you also have to leave for the anim. You can't take those. Okay? So says the Gemara, maybe I can't learn from kerem. Maybe I can't learn brachos from kerem to everything else, because by kerem I have a special halacha of olulos, so maybe that's different. So says the Gemara, no, kama tochiach. No, because kama refers to grain, right? Standing grain, like barley, wheat, anything like that, standing grain. So that proves that it's different. Why? Because that has no requirement of olulos, right? That has no requirement of olulos. So I can learn that from that. So says the Gemara, no, ma'ala kama, shekin chayev es mechala. Yeah, but there also saw something special by kama. That what? I'm chayev and chala. Anything I make from the five grains, right? Any dough product I make from the five grains, I have to be mafresh challah. So maybe that's something special by kama, and maybe I can't learn out brachos by kama. So the Gemara goes back, kerem yochiach. Okay, so we can prove from kerem. Bechazar adin. Right? We have one of these cyclical arguments, right? We learn out from kerem, we disprove it. Then we go to kama. Then we learn it out, then we disprove kama, we go back to kerem. Bechazar adin, we go back in full circle. Lo reizeh ki reizeh, lo reizeh ki reizeh. So either one is right. You can disprove each one. Each one is not like the other one. Hatzara shava shema. And what's the tzara shava between kerem and kama? Davar shenene v'ton bracha. Both by kerem and kama, they're both things from which I benefit and they require a bracha. I've called davar shenene v'ton bracha. So too, anything from which I benefit requires a bracha. So the Gemara says, I have a pircha on the tzara shava. Ma le'atzara shava shebohen, shekein yesh bo tzad mizbeach. both Kerem and Kama are brought onto the Mizbeach. How? Kerem is brought onto the Mizbeach through the Nesachim. I pour the wine libations. And Kama is brought onto the Mizbeach through what? Mincha. Right? The Karban Mincha. I bring Menachos, which is made from flour, which comes from grain, comes from Kama. So therefore, both of those things have a Tzag Mizbeach. So maybe I can't learn out from there to apples or cucumbers or other things that require a bracha, because those things have no Tzag Mizbeach. So the Gemara says, V'osina mizayis, but we can include olives, right? Olives we can include. Di'is pei tzad mizbeach, because olives do have a tzad mizbeach, okay? Where's the tzad mizbeach with olives? Right? The shemen zayis. Right? I bring shemen zayis onto the mizbeach. That had a role in the korban mincha as well. So says the Gemara, or asks the Gemara, v'zayis mitzad mizbeach, v'asi. Zayis, the bracha on an olive. You learn that out from this tzad hashava of the tzad mizbeach. We have a specific pasuk, an explicit pasuk that writes, "Kerem dichsiv vayaver migadish v'ad kama v'ad kerem zayis." Okay. So when it comes to zayis, we call zayis kerem. The word kerem is not only used in the context of a vineyard, but is also used in the context of an olive orchard. So since kerem is used in that context as well, so therefore we can learn out brachos not only to vineyard, kerem vineyard, but also to kerem in the context of olives. Amar Rav Papa, Rav Papa says, kerem zayis ikre, kerem stama lo ikre. He says, no, you can't learn from there. Because kerem, when we talk about kerem for brachos, we're only talking about a stam kerem. Stam kerem is a vineyard. This is specifically a kerem zayis. It's a specific usage of the word kerem in the context of olives, so it's a kerem zayis. That's different. Mikomokom kasha, but we're still left with a kasha of mala atzara shava shaba and shekin yeshua and tzad mizbeach. So we're still left with a kasha that you cannot learn out from atzara shava of kerem and kama, because you have this tzad mizbeach by both of them that you do not have by other produce. So says the Gemara, ela diyalif la mishiva saminit. So rather, we can learn it out from shiva saminit. Okay? So the Gemara says, now you can't learn out from shiva saminit, because mal shiva saminim sheken chayavin bebikurim. You can't learn out from shiva saminim, because shiva saminim have something special about them that you bring bikurim from shiva saminim. So you can't learn out to apples and cucumbers and other things that you don't bring bikurim from. Not only that, ve'od hatenach le'acharav. So I understand the bracha acharona again, because we have the source of yachalta v'savata uverachta. Lefanav minayin, but how do I know a bracha rishona? So the Gemara says, "Halo kasha, it's not a kasha." Again, the same thing we said before. The asi b'kavachomer, you can learn that from a kavachomer. Kishu saveh mevarich, kishu raiv l'kol shekein. If you have to make a bracha when you're satiated, you certainly have to make a bracha when you're hungry. So says the Gemara in the end. Ulaman detani neta ravai. According to the man d'amar who says neta ravai, who says that this halacha of ravai does not only apply to kerem, but applies to all foods, applies to all food items. So I understand, I can learn a bracha maybe for all things that are planted, but the lav bar netia. But what about making a bracha on things that are not planted? Kigon basar beitzim v'dagim. How do I know that I have to make a bracha on meat, eggs, and fish? Those things are not planted. So how do I learn that out from kodesh ilulim l'Hashem? Minolei, how do I know a bracha? So says the Gemara at the end of the day, Ela svarahu. So rather, the source for brachos on these items is a svara. Asur lo adam sheyehene min ha'olam hazeh b'lo bracha, period. It's also for a person to benefit from olam hazeh without a bracha. That's the svara that we have at the end to teach us all these things. Even the other things we can learn from psukim, those things we can learn from a svara. Okay, Chevra, we'll stop here. It's a little bit of a complicated